Well, you definitely did that on this album. We are going to get to some of those more deeply personal songs, especially the ones that you had a hand in writing. But I say, let's go ahead. We'll start at the top. Track one, What If I Never Get Over You? And we've actually talked a lot about this song. But the thing I'm curious about is you guys have not released a new album in almost 3 years. And obviously, with all these changes, people were almost anticipating, okay, what are we going to get from Lady A? And there was almost this buildup. So I would think choosing the first song to release off this new album had to be a big decision. So what was it about What If I Never Get Over You that made you want to release this first as a representation of what you've been working on all this time?
I think with the first single, What If I Never Get Over You, the reason we wanted to put that out first was not even necessarily lyrically. It was more the feel. One thing that we haven't put out in a long time and really shown is that desperate longing back and forth duet feel. And it just really, that song just rose to the top as far as the first kind of statement we wanted to make. And I thought the lyrics, you know, we all just really gravitated towards the lyrics of it and thought it was so powerful. And we've always been there in the past. And we've always, as a band, said we're storytellers at the same time. You know, there's a lot of the record that's very present, but it doesn't mean that we can't talk about something that we've been through in the past. And we really related to the songs and the lyrics.
I know the very first time I heard What If I Never Get Over You, I instantly thought, that sounds like Lady A. So I love this song. But, you know, I know this song is about breaking up, but as I was listening to the lyrics, and unfortunately, I just have recently been around a lot of people who have lost people in their lives, you know, in a more significant way. And it makes me think that some people may be relating to this song on a different level, on a deeper level of loss. And I would imagine that that is creating a lot of stories from people as they hear this song and share their stories with you.
Yeah, I mean, with What If I Never Get Over You, you're getting a lot of the stories of just a relationship that ended. But we have had a lot of people come up to us and talk about if they've lost their spouse or lost their partner or lost a loved one. I mean, it can really apply to any relationship. And I think that's the beautiful, cathartic part of music, that, you know, you listen to a lyric and it can hit you for different reasons, for literally what the song is about or something that gets pulled out of it for you. And so, yeah, I mean, one of my best friends in the whole world, her mom lost her husband. And when I played the song for her before it came out as a single, I never thought about it the same, truly. And that's the beauty of music and lyric and how you can put your own life into it.
Well, like I said, it is quintessential Lady Antebellum. I love this song. I love the emotion of it and the way you all sound on it with your harmonies. This is What If I Never Get Over You as we celebrate the release of Lady A's new album, Ocean.